This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor John Fett from Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge is Paige Gail Gabriel from Riva, South Dakota.
Let us pray. Father God, we are appreciative of all the gifts and privileges you've given us today. We simply want to thank you before we go any further with our business. We ask that you give us wisdom, tact, and ability to conduct the affairs of the state of South Dakota. We also ask that you would grant grace and mercy and safety to our men and women in the military, for your word says safety is of you, and we will be appreciative and thankful for that. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will call the roll, please.
Lake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Denner, Dreyer, Elliott, Ingalls, Fain, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Frerichs, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironcloud, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosier, Nome, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Rounds, Roush, Ramkema, Russell, Schleckway, Schramp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vander Linde, Vanneman, Versio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave. Mr.
Here.
Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 16th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1215 do pass as amended and House Bill 1190 and 1194 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Ryan Olson, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1111 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bills 1106, 1141, and 1249 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1238 do pass and House Bill 1077 was tabled. Larry Tiedemann, Chair. And the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bills 1135 and 1151 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mark Kirkaby, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1027, 1030, and 1035, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with HCR 1005, in which the Senate has concurred. And, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 340, 81, 86, 99, 101, 107, and 108, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evans, dead secretary.
I'm going to, I don't know, is Dr. Berg, are you here yet? He may or may not have been and gone. I want the body to recognize Dr. Berg, who came up today from Winter to take care of us. Let's give him a round of applause. Thank you. I don't see him, but hopefully he'll stop by. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Fain moves the House Page resolution to be adopted.
Are there any comments on the Fain Page motion? Representative Steele. All those in favor of adopting the Fain Page motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Good afternoon. I'd like to address the Pages. What a blessing they are. They're always willing to help us wherever they are, and they do it with a smile. I like to call them young men and young women because they're more mature than just kids. They're a lot more than that. We appreciate it. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 84th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Carmen Alec, Caleb Anderson, Scott Athey, Dawn Beck, Brittany Butler, Brianna Dirksen, Hannah Distel, Gail Gabriel, Ian Hoffner, Whitney Jenks, Jennifer Nock, and Lexi Weber. Whereas the above named served loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 84th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 84th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 84th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service, adopted by the House of Representatives February 5th, 2009, Tim Rave, Speaker of the House, and Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk of the House. Now, to address the pages, I'd like you, as I call out your name, to come across the platform behind me, meet the people to my right over here, and then come around and stand up front, if you would. Carmen Alec, Caleb Anderson, Scott Athey, Dawn Beck, Brittany Butler, Brianna Dirksen, Hannah Distel, Gail Gabriel, Ian Hoffner, Whitney Jenks, Jennifer Knox, and Lexi Weber.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a round of applause for our second group of pages? Absolutely outstanding.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, a concurrent resolution urging the reinstatement and funding of a federal inspection program governing horse slaughter and euthanasia facilities. Representative Lucas moves that SCR 2 be concurred in.
Are there any remarks on the Lucas motion that SCR 2 be concurred in? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Well, I'd simply urge you to concur with the Senate's concurrent resolution. The issue of slaughtering horses is controversial and emotional, but our approach to this is to do this in a humane manner and to euthanize those horses that are being abandoned or people simply do not have the wherewithal to take care of. Now, in addition to Senator Klocek being on the forefront of this issue, former Representative Dave Sigistad worked together to pass a resolution at the National Council of State Legislators, also urging Congress and the United States Department of Ag to reinstate and fully fund the USDA's inspection program for horse euthanasia and horse slaughter facilities, and to enact legislation to authorize the establishment of horse slaughter facilities in the United States. I distributed an article in your desk relating to an incident that occurred out there in Shannon County with some horses that have been abandoned. We would like to take care of those not only here in the United States, but across the United States in a humane manner so that they can be, at the end of their useful life, be taken care of in a humane way. Thank you, and urge you to vote yes for this.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on SCR2. Hearing no further remarks, the question being on Representative Lucas's motion that SCR2 be concurred in. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Berg, Dreyer, Gosch, and Steele. Representatives Berg, Dreyer, and Steele.
Representative Hamill, could you vote now, sir? We had you unlocked. Thank you.
Steele votes aye. And here's Berg. Do you know where Berg is? Excuse me.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 1, excused 6.
The Lucas motion that SCR2 be concurred in, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared concurred in. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on State Affairs on House Bill 1184, Education on House Bill 1186, and Commerce on House Bill 1159 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 3, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the assessment of agricultural land. Senate Bill 40, an act to revise the financial assurance requirements for responding to accidental releases of chemical or biological or leaching agents from certain permitted mines.
Speaker assigned. Senate Bill 3 to the Committee on Tax. Senate Bill 40 to Ag. Senate Bill 81 to Education. Senate Bill 86 to Tax. Senate Bill 99 to Judiciary. Senate Bill 101 to Education. Senate Bill 107 and 108 to Judiciary. Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar to Monday, the 18th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Good effort, though. You can be at ease. The Speaker has just a couple acts to sign. Speaker signing an act to provide for certain employer insurance assistance programs. Speaker is signing an act to repeal certain requirements for the filing of annual actuarial certifications. And Speaker is signing an act to require the Secretary of State to redact certain numbers before furnishing copies of information. Any announcements, ladies and gentlemen, announcements before we go? Representative Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to remind the body, Monday morning appropriation starts bright and early, 8 a.m. We have Public Utilities Commission, Tourism and State Development, and the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Please join us for an enlightening day.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements? Representative Killer.
The reception for the United States Tribes has been canceled, just to let everyone know. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, just for a minute. Representative Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A personal privilege in the form of an announcement encouraging this body to come to our neck of the woods in Rapid City this weekend and enjoy the last weekend of the annual Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo. We'll provide some great hospitality for you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Go to Rapid City, see some critters. Representative McLaughlin.
House Education, Monday morning, 7:45.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Representative Rounds is staying home. Have a good weekend. Motion carries.